This is SQPN, the StarQuest Production Network, leading the way. Listening to Catholic Weekend, episode number 257 for the week ending Saturday, January 24th, 2015. Good morning, I'm Captain Jeff.
I'm your captain.
Feeling kind of sick.
I'm your captain.
And joining me today. From Conyers, Georgia, Maria Johnson.
Hello and good morning.
And also with us, Steve Nelson is somewhere. We're going to find out very, very shortly. Not in Oklahoma.
Come sweeping down the plain.
Hello, everybody.
And the waving
wheat. Hope you can hear me.
We can. Excellent. He just joined us, actually. And also joining us from Atlanta, Georgia, we have the lovely Sarah, fabulous, the Catholic drinking.
Happy Saturday, everybody.
Boom, boom. Happy Saturday to you all. So, right before, actually, after I started the show, the bumper's playing and everything else, all of a sudden I see Steve Nelson. He just shows up magically on our hangout. And we were so happy that we were able to connect with you. So, now, if you're not watching the video, you should see this. He's sitting on a porch. Where are you, Steve?
I am in the Cayman Islands on vacation. First vacation I've had in years, and I'm having a great time.
I love it. Why are you here and not at the beach?
Oh, look at that. Nice pool in the background.
The beach is literally about 100 yards from here.
Oh, Steve, are you on Seven Mile Beach?
I am.
Awesome. I love that beach. Sweet.
Yeah, we're staying at a little resort that's got condos. I'm here with 15 people, all Catholics from the Newman Center.
Nice.
And about five of them are children.
That means about 10 of them are adults. Are you having a good time?
You might see the kids flying by every now and then. They're all under six.
Oh, sweet.
I thought you meant they were just like maturity-wise, all children, but they're actually real children.
Some of the adults are about like that, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that. So you're on your iPad?
I tried. I couldn't get it. I borrowed a MacBook from one of the people here.
Oh, okay, so good.
I'm on borrowed everything.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with that iPad. Sometimes it's a hit and miss trying to have you join a hangout with an iPad. Yeah. So. Well, anyway, I'm glad you were able to borrow somebody's machine and join us today. So, you said you're on vacation?
Yes. Well, I'll be down here for another few days, and we've been having a great time, you know, escaping the cold weather. And last night we went on a nighttime kayaking tour looking at bioluminescent stuff in the water. It was really cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then this afternoon, we're going to go to Stingray City and play with stingrays.
Oh, that's so much fun. You're going to love that.
Yeah.
Just watch out for those stingers.
Yeah, just don't grab their tails, but they're very friendly there. They'll try to, if you try to feed them, they'll try to suck on your hand, so you might get a hickey. So watch out for that.
That sounds like you've been here.
Oh, yes. So I used to go to the Cayman Islands on vacation every year when I was a kid because I was a scuba diver. So.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Dude, I didn't know this about you. So was I.
I'm still a scuba diver, actually.
I am not. My thing has, I'm certain, has expired. And then some.
It's lifetime.
Is it lifetime?
Yeah.
I did a lot of scuba diving earlier. Before the Newman years, I did a lot of scuba diving. And then when I started working for the church, I couldn't afford it anymore.
It's an expensive hobby.
Yep.
Are you going to go snorkeling or do anything like that, or are you just
definitely snorkeling? Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, but it's nice to be on a real vacation where I don't have 20 college students tagging along or anything like that.
And you're not checking out the venues there for conferences in the future, right?
Right. No. Oh, I wish. No. I highly recommend coming here. It's great.
Well, I've heard it's a very beautiful place.
It is.
So
very beautiful, very modern.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Steve. It was nice of you.
It's been a few weeks since I could be on, so I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we've missed you, and some of us have been in and out, like Miss Sarah. Fabulous. So I understand that you were moving last weekend.
Yes, I decided on Friday afternoon to move. So I signed a lease, I booked movers, I got my mom to come to help, and I did several things in like under 2 hours. And so last weekend I moved into just down the hall, literally 10 doors down. And so it's very nice. Now I'm in a 2-bedroom apartment, so I have a home office since I work from home. I just was really tired of sitting at my desk in my bedroom, which was not even a whole step away from my bed. And so this has helped me be a little more productive with my work life and separate work from sleep and all of that. So I'm really excited.
Compartmentalization.
Yes. Plus, I have a huge pantry that I built a shelf in that has all of my homebrew stuff and an embarrassing amount of beer.
So I need to jump in with a little bit of a judgment. Who decides to move in 2 hours and then executes? I guess you.
Me. Sarah. The only person in the world that ever has done that. Right there on our show today.
Yeah, the leasing office was like, you like to make quick decisions, don't you? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. I'm living on the edge. And so, you know, I had to call Comcast to tell them I was moving and several other people. And so I told the Comcast guy, I was like, so I like to live on the edge. So I'm moving and the dates that I could get you guys to come out to hook up my new cable are past the moving date. Like, do you think you could help me out with that? He's like, living on the edge, you just made my day. I got your back. And so he like snuck someone in and was able to get my stuff hooked up. So it was great.
I got your back.
I was like, whatever, dude, you're my new favorite. And so the thing was, is I texted some of my friends because I was going to move in a couple of weeks, but I did not end up liking the apartment that I was going to be moving into. So I texted my friends and I was like, oh, I don't think I want this apartment anymore. I don't know what to do. And like an hour later, I texted them. I was like, found a new apartment, signed the lease, have movers book. And someone texted me and goes, that escalated quickly. I was like, yeah, that pretty much describes my day. That escalated quickly.
You crazy, girlfriend. You crazy. So
it's all that beer.
Speaking of crazy, Maria, what have you been up to this last week?
Oh, gosh. Well, what can I tell you? I have to give a little shout out to Mike Kuypers, who was teasing me yesterday. I went and I sat for my headshot, my author headshot, which was too hilarious. So, that was a picture I posted on Facebook yesterday. So he said that I should dress like that for Catholic weekend. So I didn't, but I brushed my hair, which is a new thing. Usually I just put on that hat.
Yeah.
That's funny that's your author headshot. I had my headshots taken a couple weeks ago, and it's me out in a hipster part of town with beer.
Naturally.
What about your headshot, Steve? Where did you have yours done?
On the beach.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for me to be discovered.
Yeah, me too. I had some tequila shots, but
that's a good one.
That's entirely a different thing.
Yeah, Maria, I have to admit, I just saw American Sniper last night. So when you first said headshot, that picture's not my first thought. Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, I've seen it as well. Have you, Maria or Steve, seen American Sniper?
Okay. Oh my gosh, guys, it's so good.
It's intense. It's very intense, and it's a great movie. Yeah. Not the kind of movie you'd want to take your kids to see.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely not. And, you know, might even be considered, like, depending on how, like, a college student age takes things. Because it's very emotionally intense. And, you know, he's a sniper, so there's obviously some violent moments. So and if you're just an adult who can't really deal with that kind of stuff, you might want to consider.
Yeah, exactly.
Seeing it, but it's very good if you can stomach it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I just changed my mind.
What, you don't want to see it now?
No, I don't. Yeah. Well, I think that the whole baby thing has me enough of not wanting to go see it. So.
The whole baby thing.
Yeah. doesn't his wife give birth or something in the middle of the whole? I don't understand.
I think the trailers are kind of give that impression possibly, but it's
No.
I think you'd like it.
I do think you'd like it, Maria.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I'll check it out.
So. And then I guess there's a little bit of controversy about that, you know, the film about, you know, making a hero of somebody who, you know, his whole job was killing people. What do you think about that, Sarah?
I mean, I can understand their point, but at the same time, you know, if you really, I think the more of the heart of the movie was the post-traumatic stress disorder part and how it really does affect these soldiers and how we can help them overcome that. And so, I mean, maybe that was just my way of approaching the movie more, but I felt it was more emotional and about PTSD than it was about making someone into a hero that killed a bunch of people.
I agree. The whole emphasis
was...
That's
an interesting thing. I mean, the only reason I want to jump in here without having seen the movie is mostly because John, my husband, is a veteran. And one of his favorite movies is Sergeant York. Have you ever seen that?
You know, I don't think I ever did see that.
That's a classic with
Gregory. Is it Gregory?
Cooper.
Who?
Cooper.
Gary Cooper.
Gary Cooper. Yeah.
Have you seen it, Jeff?
Oh yeah, several times.
So he watches it every once in a while, and he does encounter, I think, that same dilemma of he wanted to be a conscientious objector and it was denied, and so he ended up he ended up being a sniper effectively, but because of what he did, he ended up saving a unit, and so he does come back and explain, not give a rationalization, which is I think a defense, but rather a very clear explanation of why he chose to do what he did. And so I think it's a good conversation. But the reason that I bring it up is that, so Sergeant York is super old. Is it from World War One or Two? I can't recall.
It's from World War One.
And yeah. So we've got whatever the mindset was in that era, which is really coming across, I think, in the film. And then, of course, we have something that's modern. Yesterday when I was at the photo studio, the gentleman who took my pictures has been, you know, taking pictures in this county for, you know, his entire career. So he did all my kids' senior pictures and all of that stuff. And we were talking about why I was having the shot taken, and I had explained to him that, as a matter of fact, this summer I'm going to actually come out in a devotional that Sarah Reinhart has put together. And so I was talking about devotional, and he picks up a devotional that he had on his desk, one of those little, you know, like the daily thing, you know, one of those daily reflection magazines. And he said that his 85-year-old mother had moved in with them, and she brought with her a box of all of her old time devotionals from like the 1960s. And he said he started to read them and was fascinated with the difference in the tone and the difference in the mindset of what was being said in the 60s. Same scriptural references, but a total different cultural expression was coming across it. So I just wonder, I think I'd like to see the movie just to see how it compares to Sergeant York. Wow, I just rambled on for a long time.
No, that's totally okay.
It's a lot of stuff to say, for somebody that never saw the movie. That's amazing.
Yeah, you think? Is it worth watching it for just that reason?
Yeah, because in the movie, Sergeant York struggles with being a conscientious objector at the very beginning of the movie, and he ends up using scripture to convince himself that what he's doing is righteous.
Yep.
Sorry. That's the dryer going off.
I thought that was like somebody hitting a buzzer, like, I don't like any of this stuff that I'm listening to here.
I was like, okay, then.
Morgan Freeman decided to chime in on that one. craziness.
Oh boy. Well,
maybe I'll go see it.
This is, yeah, you should see it and then report back to us and let us know what you think. Same thing with you, Steve. All right.
Yeah, I intend to see it sometime.
All right. Well, music is coming up in the background. Thank goodness. And it is time for our first break. And let's see, what can we say? What can we say? We can say thank you again for our successful end of the year fundraising campaign, which was just, well, about a month ago, actually. Boy, time flies. And we thank you, all of you, for pledging to support the StarQuest Production Network and becoming friends of SQPN or giving us one-time donations or sponsoring shows. If you're interested in doing any of that and you're out there and you haven't donated, please consider doing so. Head over to sqpn.com/donate, and there you'll find ways to become a friend of SQPN with a monthly donation or a one-time donation, or again, as I mentioned, several of our shows you can actually sponsor. So if you have a, let's say you're an author and you want to promote your book, you can do so by sponsoring a show, or if you have some kind of a website or a message, or you want to just sponsor a show in honor of somebody's birthday or anniversary or whatever, it's a great way to do it. So check that out at sqpn.com. And I'm going to do a manual fade, just a short little break there. So, did you all see, I guess the Pope went to the Philippines, and the Philippine, the country, the Filipinos and the Philippine Islands are huge Catholics, very large population of Catholics. And I'm sure that there's a reason for that. I don't know, was it missionary endeavors early on, several centuries ago? Is that what caused the huge explosion of Catholicism?
I would imagine the Spanish influence.
Yeah, okay. it was a possession of Spain for a long time.
I bet somebody listening in the chat room could probably talk for volumes on it, Miss Lynn Francisco. yep. But anyway, so he went over there, and of course it was a very popular, huge, just huge gatherings, and millions of coming out for masses and everything else. And then on the airplane back from the Philippines, that some of the journalists were questioning.
My goodness.
I love it when Maria just makes those kind of, oh, here we go. He's going to talk about the rabbits.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I was like, no, let's avoid. Let's avoid.
Man. Why? We don't avoid. We do not avoid conflict and controversy on this show. This is Catholic Weekend.
We created. Right?
We're just not going to jabber on about American Sniper and, you know, what we did last week. We're going to talk about some hard-hitting stuff here. And
This Pope.
Now, here's the problem. If you read through the media what our Pope has said, then you're going to get kind of a certain opinion about things. And if you actually read what he said, then you go, oh, okay, well, that's not quite as bad as they made his remarks sound. So essentially, our Pope was basically saying that, you know, the important thing is that when you're having children, that you take care of them and you give them a good environment to live in and you educate them and you teach them about the faith and that kind of thing. It's not he basically referred the sad thing was that he kind of said he was trying to say that the goal is not to have as many children as you possibly can. But he's not saying that having a large family is a bad thing, but putting the emphasis on the fact that, you know, you should, the children that you do have, whether it's a small family or a very large family, that you have to be able to take care of them and educate them, et cetera. So that's where the emphasis should
saying?
Be.
He had just a bad choice of words.
Actually, if you read his actual sentence, it just, the worst thing that he did was he just used a furry little creature in the very harmless sentence that he used. And then the media just started flying off and started using words like breed and, you know, characterizing what he was saying as, oh, the Pope's saying Catholics shouldn't go out there and have big families. Well, he did not say that. So I don't know. What do you all feel about this? Did you read any of what he actually said, or did you just kind of rely upon the major media outlets to characterize what he said?
Well, of course, I went and chased what he said because, I mean, it really kind of blew up in a little bit of an incendiary way. I love the peeps at Pathios. Everything had a bunny on it.
Yep.
They're just crazy over there. It's just, you know what, the whole breeding like rabbits thing for Catholics, I think it's just, you know, one of those knee-jerk things. It really, you got to go there, you got to say that. So that's why I said it was just an unfortunate, you know, use of words. Mm-hmm. But I think that the culture is so used to saying that, you know, in reference to Catholics and large families.
Yeah.
That did he actually say a phrase like that that they picked mm-hmm. up on? Or that?
Okay. Yeah. What he said, let me see if I can find the exact words. You guys.
Yeah, I think my
he
opinion.
He didn't say breed like rabbits.
No, he did not use the word breed.
He did not say that.
I think they, whenever he, you know, has these news conferences on his plane, they should not land until they know exactly what he meant.
Okay, here you go. Let's see. What happened was that the reporter asked him what he thought about the idea that so many in the Philippines are poor because of the church's ban on contraception. The Pope replied, "God gives you means to be responsible. Some think that, excuse the language," he should have known right there, "that
right there.
In order to be good Catholics, we have to be like rabbits. No, responsible parenthood. This is clear, and that is why the church, there are marriage groups, there are experts in this matter, there are pastors, one can search, and I know so many ways that are licit and that have helped this. You did well to ask me this. Another curious thing in relation to this is that for the most poor people, a child is a treasure. It is true that you have to be prudent here too, but for them, a child is a treasure. Some would say God knows how to help me, and perhaps some of them are not prudent. This is true. Responsible paternity. But let us also look at the generosity of the father and mother who see a treasure in every child."
So once again, the Pope, big drum roll and surprise, is Catholic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who knew? Yeah. Who's this I'm reading here? I think it's Simca Fisher. She has a way with words. she says, "Look, this is our Pope. He's kind of a blabbermouth, and sooner or later, he's going to irritate just about everybody. And no, this isn't the first time he said something that makes me go, oi."
I know, but the media also, I mean, they pick up on phrases, you know, to sell papers, you know, and so, you know, Pope says, don't breed like rabbits. Like, well, no, not exactly.
Well, I think what it does is, as Maria said, it kind of taps into everybody's own stereotypes of what a good, devout Catholic family is. Oh, a good devout Catholic family are those families that have 10 kids and have those vans that are, you know, that hold 15 people. And that is true that some devout Catholic families are like that. And there are other Catholic families like yours, Maria, and mine, you know, where we have three children. And, you know, so I mean, it's...
Well, you know, and it's stay out of people's bedrooms is really essentially what my attitude is mm-hmm. on this. Because you don't know. You know, you don't know at all.
No.
Why, and you don't know why some people have small families. You know, there's something that's called secondary infertility, where suddenly you just lose your fertility. It looked like you were going strong, and then something happened. So, you know, it's just if it's easier to stay out of people's bedroom, and that way you don't hurt feelings because it's none of your business why I have 15 kids or three, and so. I don't know. I just think that there's a more charitable way to proceed than to get hung up on those things.
Another good article also on Pathios by Dr. Greg Popcheck? How do you pronounce
Popcheck.
His last name? Popcheck.
Dr. Greg Popcheck.
Oh, it's like a Czechoslovakian kind of thing, huh? Who knows? Or is that Polish or something?
I think they might be Polish. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure I'm offending just huge amounts
of
people.
You just offended some very nice people. Go on.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to. Well, anyway, he has a great blog. And he says, Pope Francis and Catholic rabbits, 5 points to consider. He said a few points. He didn't exactly say what they say, he said. So we already talked about that. He isn't saying anything new here. Maria said that. As I've argued in For Better, Forever, and Holy Sex, the Church is quite clear. Contrary to many people's beliefs, the default in Catholic teaching is not to conception, it is to responsible parenthood. As moral theologian Janet Smith notes, although bringing new life into existence is a great good, spouses are not obligated to have as many children as they can. So, anyway, lots of great articles out there kind of, you know, basically clarifying the Catholic stance on procreation and all that.
Well, I mean, it's a perfect segue into what was going on this week on the 22nd, right? On, was it Thursday? With the March for Life in Washington.
That is a perfect segue. Unfortunately,
yeah, because,
we have some music coming up in the background.
Is that Sleaze Factor?
It is Sleaze Factor. And we are going to talk about the March for Life after we come back from this break. How about that? Okay. Nobody's saying anything in the chat or the panel, so I'll move on. So this is the U.S. Air Force Airmen of Note jazz band and the maybe not appropriate named song, Sleaze Factor. Anyway, so we'll let them play in the background while I talk again about SQPN. Another way to support, we talked about, you know, being a friend of SQPN, sponsoring shows, etc. You may also want to help us out when you go do your digital or your online shopping at Amazon.com. I know that I do. Every time I go to Amazon, before I do, I make sure that I've clicked on the link over at SQPN.com, and then I do my shopping. And what that will do is that a small amount of the money that I'm paying to Amazon will actually go to the StarQuest Production Network. Also, we are a participant in their Smile at Amazon program. You may have seen that. Occasionally, something will pop up and it will say, you know, do you have a favorite charity or whatever that you want to affiliate with your purchase? And I think it's called Smile, and we are there as well. So, again, please try to remember us when you're doing your online shopping. I do a lot of online shopping, and so I'm doing my part in supporting SQPN. And finally, if you have a blog, like, let's see, Catholic Drinky or Everything Esteban or something like that, and you want to have some great web hosting, we have partnered with Bluehost, and they have very affordable hosting, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited websites, etc. I think. I don't know. Steve, maybe you can chime in with that. You use Bluehost for your blog's hosting.
I do, and I have a number of them that are under my one account, but I don't know what kind of limit that is.
I think it's unlimited, but, actually.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I've heard, now I don't use them personally, but if I had a need to have a hosted blog, I would certainly consider them because they're very affordable. And I've heard a lot of people say that their customer service is very highly regarded. So, and Sarah, have you been happy with Bluehost hosting?
Very happy.
Good. Well, there you go. There are two great recommendations from two Catholic Weekend panelists, and Father Roderick, the CEO of SQPN, also for his personal blog uses Bluehost hosting. So check it out, and if you sign up with them, they will give us a little bit of a very generous referral fee. So again, look for Bluehost hosting at SQPN.com. I think if you go to SQPN.com/Bluehost, you'll see all the information right there. So thanks everyone who has taking us up on that and shop with Amazon and can think about us before they shop, and also the friends of SQPN. And before we go and end this break, just a reminder that we have a big event coming up in June. If you want to meet all of these virtual friends that you have online, you can do it at a very big party that we're going to have in Atlanta on the 7th of June this year. And we look forward to releasing a lot of details about this in the next couple of weeks, where you can start your sign-up procedure, get your hotel rooms, etc. So look forward to announcing that perhaps on the next show or on one of the next shows. So Again, just make sure you have cleared your calendar for June 7th, 2015 for the CNMC.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. So you were mentioning, Miss Maria, something about Washington, D.C. and I was noticing that Sarah tweeted something about a picture that certain people were using to depict the March for Life.
Getting that wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's so embarrassing. So I'm like a little bit on my soapbox here. But so this happened last year, and it happened the year before, and it happened the year before. There's a picture that goes around of the National Mall packed with people. Okay, this is great. It's awesome to see lots of people in Washington, D.C. However, that picture belongs to President Obama's 2009 inauguration, and not, in fact, this year's March for Life or last year's March for Life or the March for Life before that. So,
Or any March for Life.
People, stop posting this picture.
I saw a black and white one, and I think it was Martin Luther King's address at the mall.
It's just,
oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, this is a Jimmy Kimmel clip that goes with that, but we'll talk about that later. But it's just, stop. It's making us look silly because it's giving food for the pro-choice trolls to feed on. So you guys, like, before you just willy-nilly post a picture that someone else posted on social media, make sure that it's the right thing.
That your sources.
What? Yes. Are you saying everything on the internet is not true?
Look, Abraham Lincoln said that, okay?
He said everything on the internet that's is not true. Internet. Wow. Yes. Was he the guy that invented the internet?
No, that's Al Gore. Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. So,
anyways, it's really gone around. There's been a couple of, quote, famous priests that have tweeted it, and,
it's okay.
There's so many amazing real pictures from the week that we could have posted instead of that, and it's sort of like missed opportunities.
Mm-hmm. You're right, though. You don't want to give ammunition to the people who are against what we stand for,
right?
By making a silly mistake like that.
Because they're all like, "Oh yeah, we want to celebrate that day too," and when we elected a very pro-choice president. So just remember, no matter what the topic is on social media, don't just assume that this person's photo is correct. So do some source checking.
And that's just good common sense.
Yes.
Yes.
So let's really talk about what was happening, which is a pro-life stand. Right.
They think that there were like 800,000 people there, so which is amazing. So many people.
Now, you've been to the one in Washington, right? Because I know that one of my kids was out yesterday or Thursday doing the, what do they call it when you're on the roadside? We've done that before, holding the signs, just having a moment of silence out on the roadside with signs.
We'll just call it that.
We'll just call it that, whatever. And then take a walk down from the cathedral to the Capitol.
Oh, yeah, that's like the Atlanta March for Life, essentially. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I went to the one in D.C. in 2012, so 3 years ago. I'll never forget it. It was definitely a very moving experience.
I was hoping to have on Billy this morning, but he couldn't make it. But, he lives in Washington, D.C., and maybe we can have him on next week and he can let us know, kind of give us an idea of the whole experience. He's been doing this for many years, and he mentioned that several people, joined him up there, and he got a chance to visit with them.
Yeah, you might try Dr. Paul too, because he goes. Mm-hmm. Goes often.
He goes. Yeah.
Maybe we should.
Tom Pringle went for the first time.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, I wish I had my Pringles.
And then Father Kyle Sanders was also there.
Yeah,
I saw him tweeting from Ronald Reagan, so he's precious.
Yeah, so he's Mr. Pringle is in seminary, right?
In Miami,
2 blocks from where I lived.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah,
and we should have all that whole big gang of folks that was in Washington for that big March for Life on the show sometime soon. Anything else we want to say about it? No.
We just need to keep praying, you guys. You know, and it's going to start with changing heart. So, you know, if you ever have an opportunity to talk to somebody about truly the pro-life cause and what it really means, you know, don't skip that opportunity, because that's where we need to start, is grassroots.
Yep.
And prayer. And prayer. And keep praying.
Yep. Once you pop, you can't stop. You really wanted to play it, didn't you?
You just wanted to play that piece.
It really is the best intro song of anybody that comes on the show.
It really
except for maybe Jeff's. Like, the I'm your captain just really brings so much.
I have to thank whoever's idea it was to use it. Who was it? One of you that said you should use that for the opening, for your little thing? Because I wasn't never using any music.
I don't know where that came from.
Somebody suggested it, and I went, oh, okay, let me check that out. Anyway, sorry about that. I just had to play the Pringles little thing. I always enjoy that. So what else is going on out there that's of interest? Nothing.
The rain. Yeah, I guess it snowed in Tennessee, so I've been seeing a lot of pictures of that. And in North Georgia. So all of our local news today has been 3 snowflakes in North Georgia. And I'm like, seriously, you guys? Come on.
Meanwhile, New England got pounded. Oh, right. Speaking of New England.
Oh, deflate. Oh, man.
Deflategate.
Deflategate. So the NFL came out and confirmed that the balls were under
deflate. Let's make sure that instead of saying balls, let's say footballs, please. Just to keep really this rated G.
just pass over at that.
I actually really meant footballs, but the footballs were under inflated during the first half.
So what how does that change things? I've been out of the loop on that. What is it? So how does that change things?
Apparently, well, can hold it easier to catch because it was cold and rainy and stuff. So when it's really cold, footballs get really hard because of the leather, and they're so full. Well, I guess the ones that the Patriots were using were under inflated a bit, which made it easier to throw and catch.
Mm-hmm. So are they saying they cheated?
Yes
that's what they're saying.
Yes.
I know. Yeah, well, okay. So then what are they going to do about it?
Well, they're starting an investigation to figure out who did it. But I don't think anything's going to happen beyond that, because the score was just so – like the difference in the score was so big. They're not sure that the Colts – it would have made a difference if the Colts had the same footballs or not.
Yeah, if it were like a very close game like the NFC championship game, then they may say, well, okay, that may have been the difference between winning and losing it. But the AFC championship game is just, it was such a blowout that even if you don't consider all the offense, you know, it's from the Patriots, that they probably still would have won, you know, by a landslide. Maybe not by a landslide, but anyway.
They're always accused of cheating.
Well, they were.
Yeah, this is not the first time.
I think it was 2010. Yeah. They were caught looking or stealing the defensive plays. Yeah, they were spying on them, and that's we have.
I just don't understand, because the Patriots, athletic wise and ability wise, have such a great football team. Mm-hmm. So there really is just no reason for them to do this stuff, because I think they'd win even if they didn't cheat.
I think, you know what I think?
All hate mail to Sarah Vangulis.
Yeah, I just, at least this year, Tom Brady is a very good quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing. And he's, you know, Bill Belichick, say what you want about his character, he's a very good coach. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why people cheat when they don't have, well, first of all, I don't understand why people cheat. But secondly, why the heck would you cheat when you really, really don't need to cheat? Like, come on.
You know, I think I have a feeling it was something like somebody overheard Brady say something about the fact that he likes deflated balls or whatever, and just kind of took it upon himself or herself to, you know, like adjust the footballs after they were inspected. And I don't think it was any kind of coordinated cheating scheme at all. I don't know why, but I think
But the football player should have been able to know.
Yeah.
And the refs should have been able to tell that they did not feel the same as the Colts balls. So it's just, I don't understand.
Footballs.
Mm-hmm. Footballs.
Thank you.
We need to move on to something else.
Okay.
So
But anyways, so the NFC football game was great. Enjoyed watching that one. The AFC game was definitely a huge letdown.
Yeah, I like those. Which one was a letdown, did you say?
The Colts and the Patriots.
Yeah,
it just wasn't a great game.
No, it wasn't. It was very lopsided.
So, you know, when I don't have a horse in the race, I just hope for a really good football game, and that one was not.
Yeah. I must say that I'd kind of hoped that the Packers would win the NFC championship game. But again, I don't really have any skin in that either. But that was a fantastic game. It was a very close game. And, you know, winning it in overtime, what a great way to win an NFC championship. But I look forward to this.
And you got
to
love Russell Wilson. You know, the first thing he says when he was interviewed is he thanked God for giving him his gifts and talents. And that just says a lot about Russell Wilson's character.
Yeah, it does. And
so moving on from sports.
Thank you.
Oh, well,
I love sports.
We don't have anything else to talk about, Steve. So if you're going to segue us into something else, go. You go, Steve.
How about politics? No.
No.
How about religion?
Let's go back to sports.
Yeah, so I think, you know, the bottom line here is that whatever happened there with the Patriots and the football Deflategate, I don't think it would have made a difference on the outcome. And I think if they find that they were indeed, and I'm using air quotes over cheating, if they find that something went wrong there, I think that the biggest penalty they can have is like losing a first round draft pick or whatever. So that may, you know, affect
them. Remember, people, when you cheat, you're only cheating yourself.
Yeah. And it will really be a shame if they find that it was just somebody that just did this on their own, thinking that they were doing a good thing, you know, to try to help the team win, and ending up casting a pall on the rest of the team. So stay tuned. We'll have an update next week. Is it next week that when is the Super Bowl? In a couple weeks? Always seems like a huge break.
It's next weekend because it's 2 weeks from after the last games. So yeah, it'll be a week from tomorrow.
Oh, good. I can stock up on football food and watch commercials.
Chicken wings and nachos.
Yes. There should be some really good Super Bowl commercials, so we should talk about that the week after the Super Bowl.
We should. Yeah, that's always interesting. That's what most people watch, I think, when they're watching the Super Bowl, is the commercials. All right. Well, so do you have a topic, Steve, on politics you want to talk about?
Steve Absolutely keeps not. Moving locations.
Well, the people I'm with, they keep moving locations.
And they keep making
trying to avoid a lot of extra noise.
I kind of like that dryer.
Well, it went off 3 more times, but luckily I had it muted. So.
Did it really? That's hilarious.
That's a beautiful background there. The blue sky and the palm trees.
Mm. Yeah, you want to see the ocean?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll see if I can.
For those of you listening to the podcast later, we're very sorry.
Well, we'll try to describe it. Oh, beautiful tropic.
You see it out there?
Yeah.
There's lots of palm trees and we see the Caribbean Sea.
Oh, look at the blue sky.
Oh.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah. We flew over Cuba on the way here, and the turquoise water in the Caribbean is just absolutely gorgeous. So, yeah, I've never seen that before.
The
me neither.
Oh, you liar! Speaking of Cuba, so I see some activity in the airline world. Many airlines are already saying that they're seriously looking at starting up service sometime in the future when they're allowed to. I think United is the only one that the only U.S. carrier right now that actually has route rights or whatever you call it. But I'm sure that others like my airline will be applying for authority to serve the island as well.
Your airline already flies charters there.
Yep. Most airlines do. Yeah, it's kind of like one of those gray areas, isn't it? Where, you know, if you're taking a charter flight there for humanitarian reasons or what, there's a list of 7 to 15 different classifications for reasons for going to Cuba. you can
You'll still have to do that. I really want to go, but I would have you'd still have to go for some sort of educational or humanitarian reason. And but I, morally, I'm a little torn on like, do I go? Do I not go? Because it's just it's tough. So maybe Maria and I need to have some coffee one day and talk about it.
Don't go.
Don't go. Okay. So we shouldn't have an SQPN documentary on Cuba?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't want to give them any dollars.
Don't feed the trolls down there.
Don't feed the trolls.
That's the moral of today's story. Don't cheat. Don't feed the trolls.
Well, Alan Marchand is cranking up the orchestra. I can hear him again. Thank you, Alan. There's Maria.
Jeff's joke died before it even finished.
Our last break, and while the band plays in the background, again, a reminder that, you know what? There are more shows on SQPN than this great Catholic weekend show that you show up here for every week. Yeah, really, I'm serious. Why, who's laughing? I invite you to head over to SQPN.com and check out some of the great programming that we have, like the Secrets series, many secrets of so many different things, like Doctor Who, The Hobbits. What else? The Secrets of Vietnam. No, we don't do that one. Anyway. I know. Maria's frowning at me like, what? Where did that come from? I don't know. But anyway, we have great shows like The Secret Series. We have Father Roderick's very popular The Break and The Walk and Geek Week. And so you should just check it out. See what's over there. And I think that you'll be entertained and informed. So, keep myself from getting in too much trouble, I'm going to go ahead and fade that out, and we'll move on with our last segment, which, of course, is the Picks of the Week. I don't know if you heard the edited version of your show last week, Maria, but I did squeeze that in there.
Did you really?
Yep. Yeah, I thought thought it worked out well, because you said, I think I have a mind to, you know, prank Pat Gohn and have her do the thing, and I just kind of slipped it right into there while you were talking. Yeah. But anyway, we are in our Picks of the Week segment, and does anybody want to go first? Sarah? Yeah, I see Sarah pointing to her nose.
No, that was me thinking.
Oh, I thought that was
really
like pick me.
I have one, pick... but...
Oh, no.
Yes, you do. But, of course you do. Like I always do.
I mean, Father Daryl made a really cool YouTube video this week that I don't have the link for offhand, but it's like a Pope Francis music video thing, I think. And so, whatever, check out Father Daryl's website at saskapriest.com.
Oh, by the way, thank you, Mike, for helping me out. He said, coming soon, we're going to have the Secrets of the Break and Secrets of the Walk. See, those are the break and the walk. And then secret.
Let it go.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, Mike. Maybe I just didn't present it correctly.
Honestly, though, I'm getting really excited about the CNMC and seeing everybody. And, you know, it's going to be great. So, I know it's super cheesy, but maybe that could be like alternate pick of the week, because I am helping some peeps get some hotel rooms around town and all this. So I'm getting pretty excited about it.
Yay. Well, can I then do my pick of the week? Because it kind of comes on the heels of that.
Pick
it. There's a great article at Pathos, the Catholic to the Core, March Fenelon, and the title is "Who Are Your Four Friends?" And it's talking about the story of the paralytic that had the four friends lower him from the roof down to see Jesus. And she really poses a fantastic question in this article about who are your friends? Who are the friends that help you get to Jesus? And hopefully, it's more than four friends, but It's really a fantastic reflection on your friends and how important they are to your life. And so that's my pick of the week. And it just makes me think of how excited I am about going to the CNMC and seeing our friends that, you know, I mean, we really have forged some wonderful friendships over the years with a lot of wonderful people. And it's just great to be all in the same place and play a little bit.
And very superficial ones as well.
And superficial ones and trolls. Don't feed the trolls.
If you've never come to the CNMC, just mark the calendar now. It's totally worth it just to meet everybody face to face. And it just, it's all about the love.
It's all about the love. And this is the big homecoming because we're bringing back a lot of folks that have come in and out of Catholic New Media. And it's just going to be really cool to see everybody together.
Yes, it will. Very much so. What is Father Daryl's site where I can see that video?
Saskapriest.com.
Oh, how could I?
Or org or something.
How could I not?
Oh, wow. Because that's not anybody's pick of the week, Sarah.
What? I know. I was supposed to research it before this morning, and then I didn't, and then it was like a whole thing. And I'm going out of town for the week, tomorrow, and I'm just all over the place.
Where are you going?
Dallas for work.
Oh. Dallas.
Okay, here we go. Let's see if I can get this to play. I shouldn't have said anything until it was actually playing.
Yeah, now I don't feel so bad about that air that I ever am responsible.
No, that's good. I don't have a pick of the week, so whatever you think you're going to gloss over that will be just fine.
How about the Cayman Islands? That would be my pick.
Vacation. Yeah.
Yeah, vacation. Wherever you can go on vacation, that's my pick of the week.
Yeah, that's the best thing you've ever had.
Are you ready to say yes?
Yeah, so you guys, this video is great. Father Daryl spent a lot of time making it, so check it out.
I want to hear more from Pope Francis. Come on.
It is good for us to be here. We can almost feel the glory of Jesus in our midst. In the power of the Holy Spirit, He makes all things new, makes His glory shine in you. He calls you and me to rise. You ready to say yes?
Okay, if you want to see the rest of that, we'll have that in the show notes. Fantastic. Good job, Father Daryl.
He was texting me as he was making it. He's like, it's taken so long to upload to YouTube. And I'm like, I'm going to bed. So late.
Very, very nice. Fantastic. Okay. Let's see. So vacationing in the Cayman Islands or wherever you can go or and afford to get away is Steve's pick. And and my pick of the week is that article by Dr. Greg on the five things regarding what Pope Francis said. What's the article here? The Pope Francis and Catholic Rabbits, 5 points to consider. Lots of great stuff over there at Patheos, by the way. And you should definitely check it out. That should be a bookmark on your browser for the Catholic channel over at Patheos, which we have a lot of good friends over there that write, including Miss Elizabeth Scalia, who I guess is the person that kind of is in charge of the whole thing, right?
The managing editor for the
managing
Catholic
editor
at patheos.com. Yeah. She will be moderating a panel at the CNMC.
I know. I thought I didn't know if that was something we could say yet or not, but
I guess I just did.
You just did. You
surprise.
You know. Surprise. So Billy Newton just went, "Oh, squee."
Yeah, so this is going to be a lot of fun at the CNMC, but my pick is the Patheos Catholic Channel. How about that? All right. Well,
good job.
Yeah, I think that it is about time for us to start wrapping this whole thing up. It was a lot of fun again. Let's see. Maria, how about your wonderful blog, Another Cup of Coffee? Tell us about that.
Yes, come and follow me and see me at vegojohnson.com. And I'm still doing the photo challenge, the weekly photo challenge, and I've returned, now that my manuscript is finished, I've returned to kind of putting something in there every once in a while. And you know what? I'm blogging in Spanish now. Is that crazy or what?
So is that so difficult to do?
No, it's just another language.
Yeah.
Petalosdemaria.wordpress.com. And so I've got, I think it's on Thursdays where a bilingual version of my blog posts are appearing at catholicmom.com. So check it out. And follow me on the Twitters at Beko.
So we could also go to that Spanish blog and use Google Translate. And we
Please do not do that, because you get all kinds of weirdness.
It might be entertaining. You know what's entertaining? Do any of you have Google Voice service?
Oh, John does.
I do.
Oh, man.
Sarah, you don't use Google Voice?
No, I had a number and I gave it up.
Yeah. It's so much.
I never used it, and I'm like, I don't even know. I couldn't figure out how to make it work on my phone. I just couldn't be bothered.
Well, they do a transcript. A computer transcribes the voicemails of people that call
Comcast
and leave messages.
Comcast does that too. It's very funny.
It's really funny to see some of the translations. Anyway.
I like to play the telephone game where you translate something into Spanish and then back to English and then back to Spanish and back to English, and it doesn't even seem remotely the same when you get done.
Wow. I did one of the translations that happened with Google was, I think I was writing about the Three Kings Day, the Epiphany. And the translation, it was something like anointing Jesus. The word was anointing Jesus, or the phrase was anointing Jesus. And I think that in Spanish was the appropriate translation. But I think that what Google translated was like smothering Jesus, or it was something awful.
That
was
That's
it
not
was
good.
Just, it was, this is not right.
Well, I can't wait to look at your Spanish language blog and translate it. That's going to be some fun. And then I can read it on the next show. Mr. Steven, your blog, Everything Esteban?
Everything Esteban. I'll be posting some pictures from the Caymans when I get home next week.
And write about it in Spanish.
My Spanish isn't good enough.
That would make for fantastic translations.
You could read it in first grade Spanish.
Well, it was great seeing you. We've missed Mr. Steve, and we're glad you're back. And
thank you.
And enjoy the rest of your vacation there in the Cayman Islands, and we'll look forward to hearing more about it when you get back home. And Sarah Vabulous, the Catholic drinky.
Yes. Well, this week I might be a little bit boring, but you can find me on Twitter at Catholic Drinky. I'll be in Dallas at a work conference. So if you care about some of the craziness that might happen, then you're in for a treat.
So just to remind everybody, what kind of conference, what kind of work do you do?
I work in software. I work for Oracle, and I'm a social media software consultant, so I help brands with their social media strategy.
Interesting. And so you go and talk about it to great numbers of people.
Except this week is an internal training, and so I'll be with all of my coworkers from all around the country that I haven't seen in a year and a half, and we have some shenanigans planned.
Oh, so it sounds like a boondoggle then, more than a working conference.
A little bit of both, but there should be some good pictures of my crazy coworkers.
And would it be best for us to follow you at Catholic Drinky or Sarah Vabulous? Or?
No, at Catholic Drinky. I don't even tweet there anymore.
Okay.
Don't tweet at me.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, check it out at CatholicDrinky.com. And finally, I am the Airline Pilot Guy. You can find me over to AirlinePilotGuy.com and on the Twitters, Airline Pilot Guy, and Facebook as well. And if you're interested in aviation, especially airline aviation, check out my podcast. Guess what it is?
Airline Pilot Guy?
Yes, that's it.
Podcast?
Until next week, we hope you have a great weekend. Take care and God bless.
SQPN, leading the way in Catholic new media.